message to Israel. Shalom Alechem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. The many wonderful names which God uses for Himself in the Holy Scriptures designate not only His glorious character, but also His relationships to man. God's name Adonai, which means Lord or Master, emphasizes the relationship that God very reasonably expects with His creatures. As A.J. Overton points out in today's broadcast, one of the strongest marks of distinction between those men and women who trust God and those who reject Him is expressed in the acknowledgement of His name, Adonai, or Lord of All. I present to you our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings once again, dear friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. My message today directs our attention to Adonai, the Lord and Master of all. Names used in the Bible are usually very significant. They often possess meanings that convey some impression of the character of the individuals who bear them. God even directed the prophet Isaiah to give a special name to his son that would indicate a fast approaching crisis of that time. Call his name Mehar Shalal Hashbaz, meaning swift or speedy is the prey. For before the boy knows how to cry out, my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be carried away before the king of Assyria. God has revealed himself through his many glorious names. This revelation of himself by his names, recorded in the Hebrew scriptures, present to us various aspects of his character. They often designate his concern for and his purposes regarding mankind and creation. A careful observation of these wonderful revealed names will greatly enrich one's knowledge of the person of God. The declaration of the psalmist is worthy of constant note. They who know thy name will put their trust in thee. King David states in the Psalms, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The revealed names for God, Elohim and Jehovah, relate especially to his person. Elohim speaks of the power and glory of his very being. Elohim is the creator and sustainer of the universe. He is supreme, loving, and faithful. Jehovah is the expression of himself as the God of history and redemption. Jehovah, the special covenant name with ancient Israel, emphasizes his moral and spiritual nature expressed in his love of righteousness and his holiness. Jehovah is both Savior and Judge. The name Adonai concerns his relationship to his creatures. Under this revelation of himself, Adonai, God makes definite claim to man's obedience and service. While all of God's name imply responsibility on man's part, it is through Adonai that his unique lordship is set forth. Adonai is the plural of the Hebrew word which means Lord or Master. Scholars speak of the ancient termination for this name in its plural form used exclusively of God. Another ending was used for the plural when the word referred to men or angels. This special plural, as in Elohim, prepares the way for the revelation of the great mystery of the triunity of the one true God. In the Tanakh, the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms, Adonai stresses God's relationship sustained toward his creatures, and in turn what he reasonably expects of them. Adonai signifies ownership. Behold, all souls are mine. God calls himself Lord of Lords or Master of Masters. God's expectation of this acknowledgement by man is illustrated by his question through the prophet Malachi. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? This word, when used of men, speaks of two earthly relationships, that of a master to his servant, and that of a husband to his wife. When these relationships are understood in the context of the times of the patriarchs and ancient Israel, we see clearly our expected submission to him, as well as our eventual accountability to him. A strong mark of distinction between those who trust God and those who reject him is this acknowledgement of the implications of the name Adonai. The psalmist speaks of those who with the tongue speak proud things, who have said, "With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?" The cry of those who own him as Lord and Master is as that of the ancient rabbi from Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Adonai is first used of God in the book of Moses, Genesis, in combination with Jehovah. It occurs after Abram rescued his nephew Lot as a result of his military victory over the four kings who invaded that area. Following Abram's interview with Melchizedek, we read, "The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Adonai Jehovah, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" When addressing Jehovah as Adonai, Abram acknowledged God's full possession of him and all that he had. Abram, as a lord and master over others, understood well this relationship. These relationships were more than mere ownership or the imposition of an arbitrary will. They were not devoid of affection. Often the slave was in a much more intimate relationship to his lord than a hired individual. In the absence of a son, Eliezer was Abram's heir. If human relationships could sustain such affection and faithfulness, how much more so when Jehovah is Adonai to his creatures? The psalmist said, "My soul waiteth for Adonai more than they that watch for the morning." Abram thus acknowledges a blessed relationship. Though he had been promised a son and an inheritance, many years had passed. He pours out his heart to one who cannot fail. "Adonai Jehovah, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?" He receives enlarged assurances. As a servant, Abram relies for all upon Adonai's faithfulness and power. Abram, exalted father, becomes Abraham, father of a multitude. Moses was called to bear God's message to then enslaved Israel. The relationship of master and servant is seen. "O my Adonai, I am not eloquent. O my Adonai, send someone else." Then God's anger was kindled against his servant. Adonai is not a capricious and unjust master. He equips his servants. Moses was assured, "I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say." Examples are multiplied throughout the scriptures. Joshua, appointed to lead God's people into the promised land, met defeat by the men of the city of Ai. "O Adonai, what shall I say?" he cries. Joshua received the command to deal with Israel's sin. When this matter was obeyed, Adonai granted victory. Gideon, selected to deliver Israel from the Midianites, sought this name. "O my Adonai, wherewith shall I save Israel?" The servant's strength, you see, is in his master. David, king and lord of God's people, often called upon Adonai. In one important passage, David couples Adonai four times with Jehovah, the covenant name to Israel. God has promised through the prophet Nathan to establish David's dynasty, his throne, forever. David recognizes the promise that Messiah would come thus through his loins. Extolling the goodness and authority of Adonai, David declares, Who am I, O Adonai Jehovah, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? O Adonai Jehovah, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Adonai Jehovah? What can David say more to thee? For thou, Adonai Jehovah, knowest thy servant. The psalmist often called upon Adonai. The prophets drew much inspiration from the blessing of their relationships to Adonai. Jeremiah, timid by nature and possessing unusual tenderness, cried, O Adonai Jehovah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Ezekiel and Daniel often besought Adonai concerning Israel. Prophets, priests, kings, and all of God's people must recognize his right to command them in his will as Lord of all. This is the clear declaration of the name Lord or Adonai. King David strikingly referred to the Messiah thus, The Lord said unto my Lord, or Jehovah said unto my Adonai, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies my footstool. Isaiah the prophet spoke further of the Messiah, Yeshua, as the true servant. Behold my servant, in whom my soul delighteth. So Yeshua came, took the form of a servant, humbled himself, and became obedient unto death. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, Jesus, every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord, Master, to the glory of God the Father. Will you own him as Master and Lord? The psalmist instructs, Kiss, or do obeisance to the Son. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.